in the limelight.
Cheney championed the use of torture by the U.S. government and never recanted. Deliberate in-your-face disregard for international human rights laws and norms has become a signature of the GOP. Cheney honed to a fine art, says Juan Cole, a writer, in an article published under the heading, Dick Cheney paved the way for Trump and the Capitol insurrection. Stay tuned for more. Former Vice President Dick Cheney accompanied his daughter, Representative Liz Cheney, to the Capitol to join the moment of silence in commemoration of the January 6th insurrection. They were the only Republicans to attend. The elder Cheney was quoted as saying of the Republican House leadership, "It's not leadership that resembles any of the folks I knew when I was here for 10 years." He released a statement saying, "I am deeply disappointed at the failure of many members of my party to recognize the grave nature of the January 6 attacks and the ongoing threat to our nation." Dick Cheney was there to give support to his daughter and to slap Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy around for his support of Donald Trump. Dick Cheney was seen talking to Nancy Pelosi and other representatives. Except for Liz, all the others at the ceremony were Democrats. But when we saw Dick Cheney's remark that it's not leadership that resembles any of the folks I knew when I was here for 10 years, we knew that. We would have to be churlish, after all. The remark reminded many of what Jeffrey Goldberg wrote for The New Yorker in 2005 about former National Security Advisor Brent Scowcroft, who served in the Bush senior administration with Cheney and who had advised against launching a war on Iraq. Scowcroft feared that Cheney had gotten himself surrounded by blinkered hawks like Princeton University professor Bernard Lewis. Bernard Lewis says, "I believe that one of the things you've got to do is hit them between the eyes with a big stick. They respect power." Cheney in particular, Scowcroft thinks, accepted Lewis' view of Middle East politics. The real anomaly in the administration is Cheney, Scowcroft, for 30 years, but Dick Cheney, I don't know anymore. Dick Cheney, I don't know anymore. That was 2005. Now Dick Cheney says he doesn't know the House Republican Party anymore. Where will this ratcheting of unrecognizability end up? The Republicans are going farther right every decade, such that the previous decade's leaders no longer know them. At this rate, they will be Attila the Hun sacking what's left of civilization by 2030. So here comes the churlish part. Dick Cheney paved the way for Trump and the Capitol insurrection. Cheney championed the use of torture by U.S. government and never recanted. Deliberate, in-your-face disregard for international human rights laws and norms has become a signature of the GOP. Cheney honed it to a fine art. Cheney attacked Colin Powell, questioning his credentials as a Republican, and promoted Rush Limbaugh as the leader of the party. Then Rush Limbaugh turned into the tip of the spear for the presidency of Donald Trump. Limbaugh compared the Capitol insurrection to the American Revolution. Cheney promoted Rush. "This is what happens when you push the country into the arms of far-right dittohouse." As for Cheney's view of Powell, that black and white view of the world so that the first black Republican Secretary of State is excommunicated for not being right-wing enough is very Trumpian. Colin Powell got tired of being kicked out, so during the Trump years, he declared himself no longer a Republican. Now it is Liz Cheney, whose party credentials the other Republicans are questioning. Can Dick Cheney see how he personally paved the way for this situation? Today's lie is that Trump won the 2020 election. The big lie in 2002 was that Iraq was fairly close to having a nuclear weapon. The author of that big lie? Dick Cheney. When you get a party used to swallowing blatant falsehoods, eventually it will lose its grip on reality. Dick Cheney started the GOP down that road. So good for him that he stood with his daughter and with Nancy Pelosi to condemn the Trump conspiracy against America, but is part of a longer running such conspiracy that he had never renounced or apologized for, which makes his stand ring a little hollow. Thank you.